standing in a mob of people surrounded by Roman soldiers waiting for a convicted man to walk by. I really think I must be going crazy. What am I doing? Standing, waiting for the parade of a man to his death. I mean, maybe they are right. Maybe he's a false prophet who can just trick people with his words. Maybe I should just go home and let everyone else watch this spectacle. But my wanting to see him, it's stronger than any of my doubts. And I know if I see him, it'll be only for a moment because I am not going to watch him die. So I shove my way. I do. I shove my way to the front of the group of people. And I plant my feet in the ground. And I square my shoulders so I won't budge. And I wait. Then I see him. He's stripped to a loincloth and carrying a large wooden cross. It's such a shock. I mean, only weeks ago I saw him standing so erect, so dignified, so in charge of himself. I expected that's what I would see again. I expected he wouldn't be feeling the heat from the sun or the weight from the cross. That's what I hoped. I hope that maybe there's one person who isn't being beaten down by everything going on. And if there is such a person, it'd be the one they call the Son of God. But it isn't so. He's just as human as the rest of us. As he gets closer to the crowd, they get more and more excited. They begin to taunt and spit at him. And I notice that my focus has shifted. I'm no longer feeling the heat from the sun or the threat from the crowd. My full focus is on this man carrying a cross, stooped, struggling, carrying the weight of a cross. I see a human being. I see my own humanness. And he isn't angry or scared like I know I would be. I mean, to look at him, you would think that he didn't think there was anything wrong with this at all. He's so calm. He's not fighting it. He's not recoiling. He's not fighting the crowd. He's simply taking one step and then another and another. And then he falls. And someone from the crowd rushes out to help him. And a soldier whips him across the face and yells at Jesus to get up. Jesus slowly gets up. And he begins walking again. Someone else comes and takes his cross so he can continue walking. I have become completely absorbed. I can feel the stones pressing up against my feet and the thorns pressing into my forehead. And his words come back to me. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. I am the meek. Jesus is the meek, but how do the meek inherit the earth? And in this moment, I see that he is not walking towards his death. He's simply walking his life. He's not walking towards anything. He's focused on how he's walking, how he's going up these steps. He's showing me how to be meek but not downtrodden. He's not being beaten down by all of this. And this is what's getting the crowd so excited. They're trying to stir the fight in him, and they can't do it. Not like this. Oh, and suddenly I've stepped out from in front of the crowd. I'm standing right next to him. He's looking straight ahead. He doesn't see me. The sweat is pouring down his face. I take my scarf from around my head and I wipe his face. I wipe it in the same way I just saw him walk. I want to give him what he's just given me through the gesture of my scarf. And he looks at me for a moment, as though I've not only wiped the sweat from his face, but all the pain as well. I gaze at him for this moment. until a soldier pulls me by my hair and throws me to the ground. A whip comes down on my arm. People are laughing and I'm kicked aside. I feel so much pain in my body. Oh, but there's something more than the pain. I have just taken a step alongside Jesus, and I have wiped his face. Oh, I feel rather lightheaded. I feel rather giddy. I managed to get myself up and find a rock to sit on. Someone points at me and says, "Look at the crazy woman." Oh, but I'm not crazy. Oh. Oh, I feel exalted. I feel alive. And then I notice the blood pouring down my arm, and I open my scarf to wipe off the blood. And I see his face. It's on my scarf in detail, his eyes, his nose, his chin. His face is on my scarf. This is when I know that he will not die, and I don't need to die either. There is nothing to fear.